listeners. Good morning, Wazo.
Good morning, listener. Good morning, Renu.
And Andrea is still not here. Good morning, Andrea, who's recovering from a motorcycle fall. Hope you feel better soon.
Hey, today we are Saturday. Not at all. We are Friday, Madame Renu. Friday 15. Friday 15.
January. And this is the off-the-cuff number?
59.
59.
I'm not sure, but I do believe that. So, Madame Renu, there is a lot of topics this week. I have a list of different topics. So maybe you want to start with one specific topic that maybe you can give to us a last update about the data management group.
Yes, I'm still having a war with,
yeah,
with the data management group. I don't like that a new efficiency means requiring a form and forgetting who everybody is in the name of creating proper order. We suddenly suffer from collective amnesia and don't know who is who. And put a faceless form in guise of efficiency. I can't stand that. So, and I find that data is really important, and I would very much like to. I'm very concerned about this issue because I'm very interested by statistics, because I believe that informed decisions can be made with statistics better. And it can help to differentiate between opinion and facts.
And research.
And for research. And also just as Oroville, a public project with the amount of thing. So I think a lot of work needs to be done there, because I believe some group is working on collecting more and more data. Adding the simple master list now is probably going to have your medical records, your financial records, the name of your dog, your cat. I don't know. I have no idea what they're doing. All I know is that when you want information, you just can't get it anymore unless you fill in some sort of faceless form. So I'm totally opposed to this.
A questionnaire, in fact.
So, no, and I request our resident assembly service to please bring this up so we can, you know, have a little bit of an informed debate about this and not just be sitting there stuffed with a decision made by the working group and some other well-meaning thinkers.
So in French, we can say questionnons les questionneurs.
So, exactly.
How you will try that?
And also, you know what, really, frankly, I think maybe either it's the development of exceedingly more personal data, which is why it has brought this on, but there must be something else behind it that we're entirely missing, because I'm not getting the full picture, and I'm really upset about it, because I think data is important, and it also gives a sense of who we are and an identity. What is this community?
So what we are sure that you are still, because DMG is still alive, you are still keeping the issue on Euronet.
I'm writing to the resident service, and I'm copying the working committee, etc., etc. Then there's a few other things. January 23, we're going to have a decision-making guideline thing. So there's a huge document on that.
Yeah, just before, in Euronet, I realized that the working committee about this topic, they post something. But what is fun, what I realized, there is a kind of phenomenon now in Euronet that all the group, the official group, they're apparently scared to authorize comments.
Yes, they never open the comment section. Yeah, I've written to them several times for that.
So this Euronet normally is our official network, all the groups. So I have a question. So the individual, apparently, they are more courageous than the group. This is fun. Hey, they refuse to comment when they post something.
Efficient.
This is just for...
And still nameless.
Just for to do a kind of... illustrations of what we call transparencies. Another topic, it was about the Oroville Council, a working committee. Apparently, they make a kind of files. You have in your hand a kind of 5-10 page about the decision-making process. Do you have something about this topic?
Well, all I can say is that it's a phenomenon that's kind of normal. When we have a weak working committee, then the Oroville Council, thank God, was a little bit stronger. And then after a while now, when we have a new working committee and it's a bit stronger and has other ideas of efficiency, then the Oroville Council becomes a bit more of its lackey. And you even see in the working committee reports, I don't know what they're doing with Windara Farm, and all of these are things that actually concern Oroville and not the working committee. So you can see they've taken over some of the functions of the Oroville Council. Maybe that's necessary. I'm not hard and fast about anything. You know, I think work should be done by whoever, whenever. But there are, like, basically two different functions of these groups, and merging everything and all makes it a bit of a top-heavy conglomerate of authority, which can be good and can be really dangerous if it's not answerable.
dangerous. We don't need that. There is another way to manage. Actually, apparently, there is a will from the working committee. Apparently, you say that they are stronger than the Roville consignes, so we come back in this kind of figure. And apparently, they want to provide a better administrations, but the way that they are probably do it is questionable. So, another news I learned about that, it was apparently we have another residence assembly meeting about the new FAMC mandate. You have some update news about that?
No, the only thing, I haven't studied it. The only thing I was happy to see is that they were trying to recycle some of the long-standing figures in there. So, and try to bring some more younger people in, which is kind of good. But you know, all of this, Wazo, it brings me, you know, we're always talking about the elephants in the room, whether it's the elephants in the planning, whether it's the elephants in the economy, whether it's the elephants in, as a society, how we accept people and how we, whatever. All of these things, there's so many unspoken things. And after a while, it kind of creates an unhealthy thing, like the Orville culture. You know, Orville's not really actually open to new inventions or outside people. It's a fact, you know, we use that blah blah in our blah blah, but the fact of the matter is we're completely overwhelmed. We're actually frightened to have more people inside Orville that will bring more confusion because we're already so confused. So we feel actually subconsciously we would not like more people in Orville until we can figure out how to make things better now. And I'm not sure whether bringing more people in will actually help or solve situations, but it's certainly we don't really have much of a choice if you consider the Charter of Orville. Whether we like it or not, we're going to have to.
Yeah, you know, but the youth, we ask them to participate, but we are not able to create a job, we are not able to create university, we are not able to create the youth life. By the way, there is, to come back to the organizations, I read in the news that the farm group complained that about the BCC.
Yes, that was very funny. They because feel like the BCC is not familiar with the farm group's problems. But actually, every group that requests the BCC for a budget or maintenance will come across the same, will make the same statement.
Meanwhile, we can see they are not...
The BCC, for our listeners, is the Budget Coordination Committee, and they have a small budget that they managed for, you know, the welfare of Orville. And generally, I don't know how much... And that's another reason why data is so important, whether we need to figure out like, hey, okay, we have so many people turning 18 this year, we're going to have so many new people coming in. Hey, we need about 10 new maintenances every year. You know, theoretically informed decisions like that would then start affecting ABC's decisions of how they function, there would be
because you know what I realize? That BCC,
a conversation, which BCC, we never have. In Orville is terrified of data. That's what I've discovered. And I think there's incredible mismanagement and fear because of that. Because of the fear of sharing data openly and transparently, we suffer from a huge amount of mismanagement, where as a community, we should be much wealthier, live much more comfortably, not be so impoverished and miserable. There's no reason actually for it. There is no reason except poor management and fear of sharing information. Yeah. For example, even something public information like the public services budget request, things like that should be shared. I know why people don't want to share data, because in my own experience, I worked really hard at Lavinier when I was there at sharing our, I felt we're a public office, we need to share all our accounts with the people and all that. Great effort into publishing accounts, and Min would write a little narrative, because just publishing the information is not enough. You have to explain trends, what's happening, what we did with it, why, what it looks like, etc., etc. And I thought, you know, it took a lot of work to do that, and it took a lot of resistance to push it through. But I really thought, like, you know, we need to set the tone for an open, transparent civic body. But the only feedback I got by somebody who actually bothered to look at our accounts was like, oh, you guys went out and had dinner together and charged the community. So I can see with that sort of short-sighted, petty view, but people are not that eager on sharing their data because the interpretation is poor and sour and small. So there's people are not really excited to share the information if they're just going to be bashed on their head.
Yeah.
Hence, data and fraternity and organization are really link together and need to work together as a...
Yeah, that's why the only, by experience, what I realized with BCC, maybe it's the same with the Unity Fund. I never read a kind of directions about where they want to go, okay? So, for example, from the moment, if I understood each service have to do this own fundraising, each service like Farm Group, Portus Water, this have to request for capital grant.
And ask so for every single thing, separately from the businesses that are able to manage their
exactly.
own.
Exactly. So what I realize is that BCC, even they are not agree about the direction they want to do. For example, I never read that BCC want to promote free public service. For
no,
the moment,
they don't.
What they promote, they said, is the, what Auroville Board of Commerce is doing, is the majority of the dominant...
The mindset of Auroville.
And after they have this famous statute of set supported service, that it is ambiguous, it doesn't help nobody.
Now we're having a discussion on decision making, but the fact of the matter, and they would like it to be more intuitive and not go by for vote, which I agree if it's clear that there is not a great division, sure. But let's take something like Putus Water, which actually went to a vote, got community, resounding community support to turn it into a public service. And I just noticed that it took you about 1 year to convince the groups.
Even more.
The BCC, the financial service, the FAMC. So even though the residents in Auroville actually voted for this service, the official Auroville did not support you, had to be threatened, reminded.
Of course, consistently.
When we're talking about decision-making policy, the problem for me really lies mostly in who's following up that the decision that was made or taken is actually being implemented by the groups who we've given authority to represent us.
Now, what I realize
that... So they have their own mind. Let me say, there's another thing with Lyle we were just discussing. You know very well that if you are personally involved in promoting or creating something, it's very hard to be objective. You are completely subjectively involved. Now, Working Committee and Auroville Council, it's going to be very hard for them to be objective if the residents don't happen to agree with their view. I don't know. So this, to me, is the issue that also needs to be looked at, along with the elephants in the room. And then finally, Wazo, there's another little thing that's really nagging and bothering
me.
I've been trying to mull around. There's the Auroville 50th. And in 18, that's 3 years ahead, we're preparing for the Auroville 50th anniversary. And there's vision committees and task things. And, you know, open to all the artists, what would you like to do? What would you like to create? And all... And something's totally bothering me. And it's, again, like we're going to celebrate, we're going to add on more celebration to something that we don't believe in. What I would like Auroville's 50th anniversary to be about is not about celebrating what we don't believe in, but removing what we don't believe in so we can come back to a core of something that we believe in.
You are an idealist. It's not possible.
It might mean surrendering. No, I can't understand. I can't believe that 40 years after Auroville, people say, get off my land, do this, do that. So there's obviously people have really lost track a little bit and need to kind of sort of surrender a little bit of their idea of what they feel entitled to. No. In Auroville. So if I would celebrate something, it would be more the removal of obstacles, whether they be administrative, whether they be fake financial. Like, you know, I would like Auroville to say, hey, let's really try and be a moneyless society. Let's see what we can do in that field. I would just take the charter and say, what have we got? Where is it? Where is the gap? Take a look at housing, take a look at entry, take a look at everything. And let's just stand on something that we can feel is truer than Auroville, than what we have created and that we keep suggesting and proposing. And on top of it, we're going to celebrate the disasters. Not all disasters, but a lot.
Well, thank you, Madame Renou, for all this point of view. Maybe it's time to finish this off the cup special.
Do you have anything else to say?
I have to remember everybody, if there was another point important, it was the Youth Center meeting tomorrow, Saturday 16. It's about the destiny of the Youth Center to speak about.
What I liked is the openness in the meeting that they said, we'd like to talk about what we want and what we don't want.
Exactly. Cool. So we will see what's happened there. Probably also I create a new group with some friends about the biological carrots. So we create a group of control of quality of the carrots.
Oh, very good.
This group, we call that, our name is Les Carottes Sans Cuite.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if I have a
questionnaire. So if we would like to know, you have a questionnaire we need to fill out?
We are super elitist about that because we study, we are experts in the quality of the carrot. And we know how to cook the carrot, les carottes sont cuites. And we have a questionnaire. Et if you want to be an adherent, please send to our Revue Radio, spécial Les Carottes Sans Cuite.
Mes radis, mes carottes. Merci,
good night.
Bye.